Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
842, 18 before 9. We've spent some time talking about high car insurance rates in the last week or so. And part of that, I guess, is people that are distracted while they're driving. Louisiana legislature is considering whether to ban handheld cell phone use while you're driving. And we're asking, is that needed, or are there already laws on the books about distracted driving that need to be enforced? And what's the worst thing you've seen someone do while driving in terms of distraction? And then there's that case in the Northeast where a guy went to trial. He got a ticket for talking on a cell phone, and he said he wasn't talking on a cell phone. He was eating hash browns from McDonald's. And I'm saying, well, that might be the letter of the law. I don't know about the spirit, because I don't know if there's one type of distraction that's worse than the other. Jennifer Smith joins us, Executive Director of Stop Distractions. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So when it comes to this case, I think it was Connecticut, somewhere in the Northeast, about hash browns versus cell phone, is there anything to indicate that one form of distraction is worse than the other?
Well, my opinion, the difference of that is, you know, when you're on a cell phone, your brain is actually impaired. There's science behind that, saying that you're not processing all the information, and many times you're not even looking at the road. Eating something, yes, that is distracting, but that doesn't happen at the levels of cell phone use, you know, the prevalence of cell phones. Now, if you're eating a hash brown, I guess, and swerving or miss a red light, that is when I do know a lot of states do act, and sometimes you get tickets if you do something else wrong while you're doing that. But I hadn't heard of that case, and I'd have to look more into it to see what happened.
So are you saying then that the reason a law should be passed, not about distracted driving, but about cell phone use while driving, is that while they may not be swerving or doing anything distracted then, chances are they will at some point. So the easiest way to prevent that is you can't even talk on a phone. If you talk on a handheld device, then you get a ticket. That's the philosophy behind
it? Yes. Well, yeah, the law says that you have to use your phone in a hands-free manner. The purpose of this is to get the phone out of the driver's hand, so there is a clear interpretation of the law. The current law now is again for texting and social media, but it's hard for police to enforce that because you can still hold the phone to dial. You can still hold the phone to talk on it or use GPS. And so the police have to be able to see what you're doing. And that's not, you know, that gets very difficult, especially when there's tinted windows in different levels and you're driving. So what we've seen in other states that have passed these hands-free laws that just get the phone out of the driver's hand. Now, we're not saying drivers can't use their phone. They just need to use it in a hands-free manner. And that way it can be enforced. And again, on the other states that have enforced this, recently Georgia passed this law. They have significantly reduced their crashes. Some of the companies have lowered their insurance rates already because the crashes are happening less often and they are less severe. So it is saving lives.
So in terms of your brain and being distracted and being occupied with a conversation, there's some kind of data that shows that if you're on hands-free, your brain is less occupied or you're more able to pay attention. I guess I'm asking, is it holding the phone or is it being involved in a conversation that you're having?
Well, that's a very good point. No, I am not saying that hands-free makes you safer in any way. There is actually no difference between a hands-free or a handheld phone conversation because it is what's happening in your brain that is the problem. But like I said, this law is about getting the phone out of the driver's hand so they can enforce it. And also, when you look at cell phone industry data, people aren't talking on the phone as much. The minutes we use our phone to talk is actually going down year after year. IIHS just put out a study over the last year that shows drivers are manipulating their phones, typing and swiping 57% more you know, because we're doing everything. We're shopping. We're watching the internet. You know, we're taking pictures, selfies. We're live streaming. We're watching Netflix. We're doing so many different things behind the wheel. Talking is not as big as it used to be, which is also, I can bring up Georgia again. We were able to look at their lower crash rates and lower fatalities. And so we pulled that telematics data, which is data that shows exactly what drivers are doing on their phones behind the wheel. And it showed that when the law went into effect, drivers were actually typing and swiping 22% less in that month. And that number has continued to trend downward, which is what is resulting in fewer crashes, less typing and swiping.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I get that about the difference between talking on the phone and if you have it in your hand. And look, I've seen people, we all have, going down the interstate 90 miles, maybe not 90, but 85 miles an hour, got their head down looking in their lap, texting, which brings me to something else. And when I see this, and I know, look, there, you, no matter what law you pass, there are going to be scofflaws that try to get around it, right? But I'm wondering if a negative effect of this would be then people hide it in their laps, and you've seen this already, I'm sure, Jennifer, when people are looking down and you can see them kind of moving their shoulders. And, well, I hope to God that's their phone that they're fooling with. But you understand what I'm saying? How do you then keep not make it worse? Now, I don't know if it's any worse if you're looking down and then looking up or not.
Yeah. Well, you know, our law enforcement has been trained on this for a long time. Some states have had these laws on the books for over 10 years. So they know the signs to look for, and they know how to enforce these laws. People think that maybe they're going to hold it lower and they're not going to get caught, but that's when they do know how to look and see the head bobbing up and down and see the shoulders moving and see them staring into their laps when they're driving. So, again, looking at the other states that have passed these laws, actually 12 of 15 states that passed hands-free laws saw an average decrease of 16% fatalities within 2 years. And so drivers need to know that the police are going to enforce these laws, and they have ways to see what you're doing. And that we really, and another thing is the public is overwhelmingly in support of these laws. I think everyone finally realizes they have a problem, that they use their phone too much. And we have seen huge support because everyone does want to get off their phone, and they know everyone else needs to get off the phone. So we really just need to make the road safer and hope people do the right thing. But they will get caught if they don't.
I appreciate your time, Jennifer. I really do. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.